Welcome to the Roy Matlock Jr. Money and Business Hours, where he'll help you fix your finances once and for all. To reach Roy, call 615-843-2999. That is 615-843-2999, or visit RoyMatlockJr.com. Now, here's your host, Roy.
Roy Matlock here, and we're talking money, as we always talk money every single week. Right out of Nashville, Tennessee. And today, you know, if you've been tuned in to the show or the podcast, we've been going all year long working on getting the foundation together, because, you know, that's the key to your money. Is you got to start with the right kind of foundation. And, you know, began with getting your budget set up and getting out of debt, you know, at least getting rid of the bad debt and getting the proper insurance and emergency funds together. We call that the defense. And we worked on that. And for any of you that are just tuning in, you can go to RoyMatlockJr.com, and or you can go to just go Google Roy Matlock Jr. Money and Business Hour and get the podcast, and you can catch up on it. Because the whole idea behind what I do is I believe that people that are educated can make good decisions, and as a result of good decisions over time, you start having good results, and those good results turn out to be with your money and finance. You have a much better life ahead of you. And so what we're going to do today is we're going to move into what is the fun part when it comes to your money, and that's called the offense. You know, a great defense you can win by starting point is just don't make the bad decisions that cause you to lose. And we've hit that. So now we're going to get into moving into the offense. The offense has got a lot of things in it. Okay, you know, you've got, first off, you got to get your mindset right. And then we have certain stages of life where we have to avoid things. There's something that I think is really an important part. We wake up every day and we have some choices, and one of the choices is we can do something good or do something bad. And what I try to do is get one thing that's important done every day, and if I can get that done, a year later I've got a lot of important things done. And then I try to avoid things that cause me to go the wrong direction. So I have a to-do list and a not-to-do list, something you can kind of add to your kind of your mindset. So we'll talk about the mindset, and then we're going to talk about some of the things as you go through life stages. You know, there's different I think about four stages, maybe even five stages that you think about from the very beginning all the way to the very end of your life. And then we're going to work on your GPS, your goal, your plan, your schedule to get your finances going in the right direction. Then we're going to get into the things that cause money to grow, and that has to do with time. It has to do with, you know, rate of return. You know, if you have a big rate of return and you have little time, that works, okay? Usually better to not get have to worry about that. But time, rate of return, and the amount of money, all kind of, you know, if you don't have to put a lot of money aside if you have a lot of time and a good rate of return. But if you have very little time and not a very good rate of return, you got to put more money aside. We'll play with all that. And so we're going to go through that. Then we're going to get into the investment side. I got all kinds of stuff. I'm not going to give you all the list of everything, but we're going to get started right now. And in getting started, let's talk about the mindset of saving money. You know, a lot of people view saving money as like a pain, okay? And most people will avoid pain every way they can. And so what happens is they say, well, you know, hey, it's not that big a deal if I don't save money today, because, you know, I mean, I'll do it tomorrow. And you know, if I'm going to, you know, I'm not making a lot of money anyway, so if I'm going to be tight on money, might as well have a new car. So let's just dig deeper. And then before we know it, we get ourselves into a bad mindset. Well, let me kind of walk you through the mindset. Being broke and worried and afraid is a bad way to live your life. And so I like to avoid things that are bad. And so what I started looking at back in the days when I first got started, you know, I got myself in trouble, did all the stupid things you do when you're young, you know, cars, and got in over my head, had too big a house payment, car payments, all this kind of stuff. And I said to myself, if I ever get out of this mess again, ever, if I ever get out of it, I will never go back. I'm never going back into that, to where I'm worried about, you know, at night what's going on and can't sleep and all that kind of stuff. So the first mindset you got to understand about saving and investing money is it's going to provide you security. It's going to eliminate worry and in turn build your self-confidence. You're going to walk around, you're going to feel different, you're going to act different, you're going to be able to improve your situation. You know, nobody will follow one of my mentors, negative, dull, disillusioned crybabies. Nobody wants to follow those people. So if you want to be a leader, you got to be positive and decided. You got to walk around with confidence, but legit confidence. And how do you do that? One of the ways you do that is you get your savings mindset going. You know, you go get you 10 grand in the bank. You go get you $100,000 saved. You go get $1 million saved. And one day you're like, man, life is good. You know, I've got my finances straight. Things are going good. So the first thing is you got to understand is that what we're going to talk about is going to make you feel better. It's going to provide you security, eliminate worry, and build your self-confidence. The second part that you need to be understanding is it's like working out. You know, if you want to work out and get in shape, you don't go work out 8 hours in a day. What you do is you do something every day. You do 10 push-ups or 20 push-ups or something like that. Do some sit-ups, whatever it may be. Take a walk. But you don't have to go wide open. It's called time and consistency. So we're going to work on the time and consistency. So you set something up. What if you do nothing more than just fully fund your Roth IRA? Hey, that's $500 a month. Do that for 10 years. You put in 60 grand, you got $100,000, you know, rolling. And so you got to do a little bit every day. All right. And then over time, things compound. You want to be an overnight success? Takes 10 or 15 years. So you want to think that way. And then the last part of the mindset is you want to have a goal and think about this, to make money while you sleep. You know, my father passed away a little over five years ago, and his investment account has doubled while he was sleeping. Think about that. He said, you always got to make money while you sleep. And the way you make money while you sleep is you have investments. You know, in the case with me, you know, I believe the stock market and professionally managed mutual funds and managed accounts and stuff like that. That's where I like to go. Other people put it in real estate. But the bottom line is that you want to get to a point where one day you're making money while you sleep. And so when we come back after the break, we're going to get into some of the stages in life where you need to be. Also, I'm going to give you some stats to kind of tell you where you ought to be based on your age, based on how much money you should have saved and things like that. And so what I want to encourage you to do as we get started, I want you to check out some of the free resources that we have. You can go to roymatlockjr.com. That's roymatlockjr.com. And you can visit that site. You can sign up for the podcast. You can schedule a time to meet with an advisor. That's what we do. We're in that business of advising people. You can download everything from the budget forms to, you know, the how money works. You can go in there. We have a 12-part series on money. We've got all types of things like that that are resources to help you get educated. We believe that education is the key. I've always believed that. That's why I've been doing radio. First radio show I did was over 30 years ago. And so when you start thinking like that, you'll get educated. Or you can call 615-843-2999, and we'll be right back.